Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Memorial Day will be coming up in a couple of days, when we'll be honoring those who gave their lives in the service of our country. So we have a movie that addresses that, along with other themes. It's the World War II drama, 12 O'Clock High. It's a story of how a tough U.S. Army Air Forces general is assigned to an airbase in England. He has to get his men back into fighting shape, after their previous CO was unable to cope with the pressures of his job. But getting the overtired, discouraged crews to improve becomes tougher when he himself faces the same pressures of command. The movie was based on a novel by Cy Bartlett and Bernie Lay Jr., who also wrote the screenplay. It was based on their experiences and the people they knew during wartime, with a couple of plot developments based on fact. For the lead role of General Frank Savage, the producers considered, among others, both John Wayne, who turned the role down, and Clark Gable, who flew bomber missions in the European Theater of Operations, but had already starred in a similar movie called Command Decision. They finally decided on Gregory Peck, who was reluctant to sign on, but agreed when he saw director Henry King's commitment to the project. The film was shot in black and white in order to make use of real-life combat footage from the war, and the Department of Defense supported the project, including offering some actual B-17 bombers for filming takeoffs and landings. This was before CGI, remember. They did request a couple of script changes, though, such as replacing some harsh language and modifying the fate of Savage's character. The movie was a hit upon release, got fine reviews as a more complex war film than usual, and received 4 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture and Best Actor. It won 2 Oscars, for Best Supporting Actor for Dean Jagger, as Adjutant Major Stovall, and for Best Sound Recording. The movie later inspired a mid-1960s TV series from producer Quinn Martin, and was named to the National Film Registry in 1998. And today, it's still shown at service academies as a teaching tool on the subject of leadership, and is regarded as one of the most realistic films on the subject of the World War II bombing campaigns. Due to our holiday closings, our in-house DVD screenings have been preempted, but they'll be back the following week. Meanwhile, you can still send us your comments or suggestions. You can call us at 908-754-7885. Email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can post them on our Facebook page. Well, thanks very much for your support, and we hope you have a very safe holiday weekend. And now, from 20th Century Fox in 1949, here's 12 O'Clock High. Hope you enjoy it.